With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A conservative organization has agreed to pay $30,000 to Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices to avoid a trial on charges that it spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to influence the 2012 elections. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan released the settlement agreement earlier today. The Montana Growth Network, headed by former Republican State Senator Jason Priest, claimed to be an incidental political committee that did not have to disclose its donors. Mangan's predecessor, Jonathan Modell, concluded in 2015 that the group should have registered as an independent political committee and revealed its donors that included the head of Cox Enterprises, James Cox Kennedy, and broker Charles Schwab. The investigation found the group failed to report $144,000 spent to influence state Supreme Court and Senate races, and an additional nearly $500,000 on media consulting. Former U.S. House member and Senator John Melcher of Montana has died. The Democrat, a veterinarian before getting into politics, largely focused his 20 years in Congress on issues important to the state's agriculture industry. He lost a re-election bid in 1988 after President Ronald Reagan vetoed a wilderness bill that Melcher had pressed for. Melcher was 93. Candidates for Montana's seats in the U.S. House and Senate are required to file quarterly fundraising reports by Sunday. Today, several published fundraising results early about the donations they've been able to pull in since the start of the year. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester says he raised more than $2 million this reporting period, which started January 1st. About $1.5 million of that came from individual contributions, and a little over $300,000 came from PACs, or political action committees. According to initial report filings, Tester has raised nearly $11.4 million since the start of the 2018 election cycle. Republican Senate primary contenders Matt Rosendale and Russell Fagg announced their numbers in press releases today, which put them neck and neck for the most recent quarter. Fagg says he raised over $318,000, and Rosendale says he raised over $319,000. According to the candidates, that brings Rosendale's fundraising total for the election cycle over $1 million, and Fagg's over $900,000. The fundraising figures some candidates released today have not yet been officially filed with the Federal Elections Commission. Details on where that money came from and the fundraising information for candidates in the U.S. House race should become available after the official deadline Sunday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Whitefish-based company says the Puerto Rican power utility still owes it more than $100 million for its work restoring power to the hurricane-battered island. It's asking the U.S. territory's courts to intervene. Nikki Willett reports.
In an objection filed earlier this week, Whitefish Energy Holdings asks the island's U.S. District Court to halt payments from the Puerto Rican utility to its financial advisors because the advisors aren't doing enough to get federal emergency funding that will allow it to pay Whitefish Energy. Whitefish says the advisors have not dedicated adequate time and resources to Whitefish's invoices with FEMA and that it's only been paid for a fraction of its work. Whitefish was awarded a controversial $300 million contract last September to repair some 200 miles of electrical transmission lines and towers. The contract was terminated a month later due to public outcry over some of the contract's stipulations, like high hourly rates and a clause blocking government audits. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana judge has sentenced a Canadian online pharmacy to pay $34 million for importing counterfeit and unapproved drugs into the U.S. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen today accepted plea agreements with Canada Drugs and its founder, Chris Thorkelson. The company pleaded guilty to introducing misbranded drugs into interstate commerce, and two subsidiary companies pleaded guilty to selling counterfeit drugs. Thorkelson pleaded guilty to knowing about and concealing a felony crime. Prosecutors say the company has made at least $78 million since 2001 by importing mislabeled and unapproved drugs. That includes two counterfeit cancer drugs that had no active ingredients. Canada Drugs was also sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to stop selling unapproved, misbranded, and counterfeit drugs. Thorkelson received 5 years probation with 6 months house arrest. He also must pay a $250,000 fine. The University of Montana recently settled a complaint about the way it handled a student's report of sexual violence and retaliation. The Montana Chiman first reported yesterday that the university agreed to review its investigation process and determine if other actions need to be taken to address the complaint. The agreement with the U.S. Department of Education also requires UM to determine if any policies need to be changed or training improved. The Missoulian Report's records it obtained earlier this year indicate the student's report was made during the 2016-17 school year. In 2013, UM reached agreements with the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education to improve its response to sexual assault reports. The DOE's website indicates it received a sexual harassment complaint against the University of Montana in February. A group opposed to a proposed large livestock processing facility in Great Falls is hosting a public meeting about it this weekend. Some ranchers in the state say the slaughterhouse would add jobs and save them the expense of shipping their cattle out of state. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Great Falls Concerned Citizens Group is hosting a pair of academic speakers at 6 Saturday night in the town's Civic Center to rally opposition to the proposed 3,000-acre food processing facility. But Andy Kellum, a member of the Montana Stock Growers Association, says a facility like that would add value to the state's cattle industry by keeping animal processing in-state. Kellum manages about 10,000 head of cattle for a ranch in Hobson.
The cattle industry is the largest agricultural unit in the state of Montana. It would be a great incentive to the cattle business to have a plant, you know, available.
Kellum says he understands that some people might have concerns about a giant processing plant near Great Falls, but he says slaughterhouses have improved to become more environmentally friendly. Friesen Foods, the Canadian-based company proposing the plant, says they have designed it to minimize environmental and community impact. Opposition group leaders don't believe that, and say the waste generated by the slaughterhouse will harm their property values and living conditions. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana judge has vacated the deliberate homicide convictions of two men in the 1994 death of a Helena woman and ordered new trials. District Judge Kathy Seeley ruled today that DNA evidence that connects convicted murderer David Nelson to the killing of Donna Meager far exceeds the standard of a, quote, reasonable probability of a different outcome at trial, end quote. She heard arguments last month on motions filed by the Montana Innocence Project on behalf of Freddie Joe Lawrence and Paul Jenkins. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.
Montana News, here on Montana Public Radio, proudly powered by listeners like you. Make your pledge at mtpr.org, and thanks.